Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Concerns, a public affairs presentation of North American Broadcasting. I'm Mark Neuse, and thanks so much for joining us today. With us on the program is the Communications Director for Franklin County Children's Services, Deborah Armstrong. And Deborah, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I know that right now, Franklin County Children's Services, now, as always, you're looking for foster parents.
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we're kicking off in May a special campaign to encourage the community to come forward and provide foster home care for children. We've always had a need for foster parents, but now the need has escalated in our community because of a lot of issues. But we just want to, it's going to be foster hope, foster love, foster Franklin County. So encouraging people to foster Franklin County's children.
And what makes a good foster parent?
A good foster parent, of course, is someone who really likes children, someone who cares about children. But basically, you know, if you're at least 21 years old, you have a stable source of income, you have room in your home for an additional child or additional children, then, you know, you're eligible to qualify to be a foster parent. You can be single, widowed, married, divorced. You don't have to have a own your own home. You don't have to have a lot of money in the bank. But basically, we're looking for someone who has some love and caring for a child. Certainly, there is a process. All of our families are licensed through the state of Ohio. And so there is a home study process that families go through. We also do a credit check, fingerprinting of all adults in the home, just to ensure that, you know, the safety of the children. And people say, well, you do a home study. Does someone come in my home with a white glove and go over the shelves? And it's nothing like that. It's basically to have a worker come to the home and just to sit down and talk to you about your family, about your lifestyle, determine what's the best type of child that will fit into your home, and just to get to learn more about you.
I'm glad you brought that up because not everyone is a good fit with everybody else. We're all human beings. Mm-hmm. So I imagine like the age of the child and everything would be determined ahead of time before that child is placed with a foster home.
Certainly. And that's all a part of the process, you know, that families go through. We talk about what age range child you'd be interested in. Right now, we have a particular need for families to foster teens. And there are people who are really, really good with teens who would prefer to have our older youth because we believe that they still need to be a part of a family setting. But it's really up to you to determine, kind of as you sit down and you hear about the needs, just to determine, you know, even what behaviors you think that you would be good working with. And also the agencies provide training all along the way to help you be able to be successful in fostering the child.
And I imagine there are a lot of people who think, well, I can't be a foster parent because it isn't a male father and a female mother and, you know, just a typical family that you think about. All kinds of people can be foster parents.
Oh, yeah, people, all kinds of lifestyles, you know, different couples. So we don't discriminate in any way. We just want caring adults, caring couples, individuals who have an interest in providing care for children to come forward and because there's a need, so.
Deborah Armstrong is our guest from Franklin County Children's Services. And before we go any further, how can people learn more about the foster care program? Is our website?
Yes, they can go to our website, on Franklin County Children's Services website, and it's fostercare.fccs.us, or they can call 614-275-2711.
And we'll be giving the address and the phone number again before the program's over. So if you want to grab a pen, again, Debbie Armstrong from Franklin County Children's Services is here. Obviously, you talked about the need is growing, and one of the problems that we're having right now in Ohio throughout the country is the opioid crisis, and we're seeing more families being broken up because of that, and we're seeing people in terrible, dire trouble and people dying, too. What impact has that had on Franklin County Children's Services and the kids that are involved in all this?
Yeah, unfortunately, the opiate crisis has had a tremendous impact on serving children and families, not only in Franklin County, but statewide and actually nationwide. In a survey of the 74 county agencies in Ohio, it was determined that 50% of the children taken into custody in 2015 had parental drug use identified at the time of removal. And 70% of the children under the age of one had parents who use opiates, including heroin. And what that does is it not only increases the number of children coming into care, but children are staying in care longer due to drug relapses and trying to work with families who are dealing and struggling with addictions. It's increased our placement costs because, you know, some children have some special needs and concerns, and so we have to make sure that they have the special care that they need. And then, you know, it's increasing our needs for more homes and resources for children, and that's where we have foster families come in. But it's also increasing our need for kinship families, because if a child cannot remain safely, you know, with their birth family for whatever amount of time, the first option for us is to try to find relatives, which we call kinship care. And that can be aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, or it can even be somebody who may not have a blood relationship with that child, but have some kind of connection with that family. And so we're looking for family settings for the children, because that helps lessen the trauma that children go through when they can be placed with a family.
So when a child is removed from home, talk about again the priorities. If you try first to get them with relatives, and then what are the different steps? Where else can the kids go?
Okay, well, of course, when we have contact with a family situation, first we want to try to maintain that child at home if safely possible, and we are able to do that most of the time. A lot of times people think, oh, children's services is automatically going to remove the child, but we do an assessment and we try to come up with a safety plan. First of all, our first goal is to ensure the safety of the child. And a lot of times we're able to do that by maintaining the child in the home by providing some resources and support that that family may need. For example, it may be grandmother coming into the home and staying there. I'm going to make sure that the kids are okay, make sure that they're getting off to school, make sure that they're fed. So we try to maintain the child at home. But if we aren't able to do that and we have to remove the child, then we try to find another family member. That's the next step. And then if not, then we look for foster families for children. And then, unfortunately, for children, particularly a lot of our older youth, if we don't have a foster family available, they go into what we call group care or congregate care. And that may be a group home setting or some other kind of group setting for that child.
What sort of group facilities are available here in Franklin County?
There are a lot. We contract with a lot of what we call them provider agencies in Franklin County. So there are numerous through different organizations, numerous agencies that we contract with for group home settings and for or what we call residential settings. A child may need to be in a setting where they need some kind of treatment or care, and so they'll go into a residential setting. But we also, I like to explain to people, too, that Franklin County Children's Services, we no longer have our own internal foster care program. We contract with other agencies in the community to provide foster care. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's interested in learning about foster care, they can go to our website or call, and we'll send them a list. And it's also posted on our website, a list of all the different foster care provider agencies. And some of them provide group care, and some of those agencies provide residential care as well.
And many times, you know, when a child, you are forced to remove a child from a home, that's just a temporary situation in most cases. Isn't that true?
Most of the time it's temporary. People are really surprised to know that most of our children return home within a year. Over 90% of the children, we serve over 30,000 children in Franklin County every year. The majority are served within their own home. And most of them do return home within a year. So it is temporary because, you know, people may think, oh, well, it's a horrible family situation and the child should never go back there. But we have to, first of all, realize that parents have rights. And most parents don't get up one day and say, oh, I'm going to hurt my child today. And then we look at also the children. You know, it's traumatic when they have to be removed from their family. That's the life. Those are the parents. That's the community that they know. And so we try to lessen the trauma for the children as much as possible.
Talk a little bit about the public responsibility. And most of the referrals that you have, do they come from police or courts, or do they come from average citizens who see something and call you?
We receive referrals from everywhere. Certainly we receive referrals from a lot from schools. Some from law enforcement, some from medical facilities, hospitals, from the community at large. And, you know, it is a community responsibility to ensure the safety of our children. You know, our agency can't be the eyes and ears of the entire community. We don't have a crystal ball. So it's up to people if they think that they see a situation where a child is unsafe or being mistreated, they should call. You know, they should call. Our hotline number is 614-229-7000. It's 24-hour hotline number. People can even call anonymously. You But we just need some information about the situation, because our goal is to protect our community's children. So it takes all of us to work together to do that. And families can help. People can help in other ways. If you see a family or a parent who may be overwhelmed or stressed out, maybe there's something you can do to help. You know, say, well, I'll watch the children for a little while for you. Or if you see a grandparent who's struggling with four grandchildren, say, was there something I can do? You know, maybe here's a gift card to Target or something, you know,
sure.
just to help out and provide some services. And we realize that some people may not be in a position to become a foster parent or even adopt a child who comes into permanent care. But we also have volunteer and mentoring opportunities available through our agency. So there's ways that people can help out in that area.
Deborah Armstrong is our guest today from Franklin County Children's Services. She's the communications director for the organization, and she has agreed to stop by today and give us some more information about children's services and the need and the opportunity that you have to become a foster parent. Talk about, you talk about training. What other resources are available? What other support do you give people who decide to be a foster parent?
Certainly when people go through the process and they decide which provider, foster care provider agency that they want to go through, each agency has a whole different level of support for families, but they will be assigned a foster care worker who will help them throughout the process. Mm-hmm. There will be somebody that they can call, you know, and saying, okay, I'm having some struggles here with Johnny. What can I do? And so they do receive support from that agency. Some agencies provide help with transportation. Foster parents receive a monthly rate check for providing care for the children, a reimbursement, and the amount is based on the age and the needs of that child. Mm-hmm. All the medical and dental expenses also for the children are covered. And so the families do have that support that they would need. You know, we just don't put the child into your home and said, okay, we'll see you later when it's time to pick that child up. And then there's ongoing training that's offered for parents as a part of the ongoing licensing to maintain their license. There's ongoing training. Someone may start out saying, well, I just want to foster, you know, maybe little children, you know, 4 to 8 years old. But they may hear about the need and say, well, I may consider older kids, and so there may be training. There would be training offered to help them, you know, be able to deal with children, older kids, or children with different issues or challenges. And so there's always support available to those families.
You know, it's funny because you talk to people about this, and I hear the same thing a lot. It's like I'd love to be a foster parent, but boy, I don't know if I could ever give them back.
Yes.
That's got to be one of the hardest parts.
It's really hard. I used to do, when I first started with the agency, I used to do foster care recruitment. And that's one of the things I would, you know, the families would talk about. You know, I would say foster parenting is very hard, but it's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Because we're asking you to take this child into your home, treat them as a part of your family, do whatever you would do for your own child to make sure that they're loved and that they're cared for and that they're wanted. But at the same time, we're telling you, keep in mind, this is someone else's child.
Yeah.
And this child will be leaving. This child will be returning back home. And so it's very challenging. It takes really special people to become foster parents. Now, there are situations where foster parents do adopt. If for whatever reason that child cannot return home and the agency received permanent custody from the court, then at that time we begin looking for a permanent adoptive home for that child. And certainly foster parents can be considered at that time.
Do foster parents ever have contact with the children after they return home, or is that
a lot of them do? It depends on the relationship mm-hmm. that they establish, because when a child comes into care and they're placed in a foster home, the children will still be having regular visits with their family. And foster parents are a big part of that. They get to meet the biological family. Some of them establish good relationships with the family. You know, they'll help them say, well, you know, I found out that this is what helps calm Johnny down in the middle of the night. You know, this is what I do for them. And so it becomes a partnership with the foster parent, with the birth parent, and with the agency, because the goal is always doing what's best for that child. And I hear foster parents say all the time that the children keep in touch with them. They'll send them invitations to their graduation, or even when they go on and have their own family, they send pictures and they stay in touch. much. I've gone to some foster homes where they have pictures all along the wall of some of the children they've had in their home. And so, yeah, they some do stay in touch.
Mm-hmm. Well, raising children is not easy for anybody.
No, it's not.
It's the world's hardest job. I would agree with that. So, and obviously, if you're a foster parent, you have children coming into your home who already have emotional issues,
yes,
probably, and they've been separated from their family. So it's not an easy job in any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not easy. And that's why the home study process and the training process is so important, because mm-hmm. it kind of helps prepare you. Nothing can totally prepare you until you actually have that child into your home. But, you know, when children have been abused, you know, or neglected, or have come from some other very difficult family situations, they do experience trauma. Mm-hmm. And that trauma manifests itself in different ways. And so we need to try to, as much as possible, help equip families to be able to handle the children. And then we've had foster parents who are taking some of the babies who come in who are drug exposed at birth.
Wow.
And that's a whole different skill level that's required to be able to take care of those little ones who are going through often withdrawal and dealing with a different kind of trauma from the time of birth. And so it does take a special skill and some qualities to be able to be a really good foster parent.
Are you ever able to keep children in their own neighborhood? In other words, that they can stay in the same school they've been in, or is that a goal, or
we
is
try
that
to do
possible?
That yeah. that happens sometime. It mm-hmm. just depends, you know, if we have a good pool of foster parents to choose from, and the problem right now is that we don't have enough.
Yeah,
we don't have enough foster families, but that's always a goal, is to try to keep that child somewhat in their same area. It helps with visitation, being able to visit with their family, mm-hmm. but also, you know, just less, that's one less loss that child has to deal with. You know, okay, I have to leave my school, I have to leave my friends, I have to leave my neighborhood. And so we just think about that child, okay, there's one loss, not being with their family, then there's another loss coupled with so many other things that they've experienced. So it's hard. It's mm-hmm. really hard.
So you talked a little bit earlier about some people may have a misconception about Franklin County Children's Service, mm-hmm. how your goal is to remove children from the home, and that's really not true. Are there any other misconceptions that people think about the agency that really it's not the case?
Well, you know, first of all, yeah, they think that, you know, we just come to take children. You know, our agencies are part of our mission is protecting children by strengthening families. And we do a lot of things to strengthen families. We contract with over 100 agencies to make sure that we have some resources and help for those families to strengthen that family. And also our social workers are, you know, they're first responders. You know, in a lot of the situations that happen, they see some of the most traumatic things that happen to children. It's particularly with this opiate crisis, you know, arrive at a home and you see the parents, you know, that may be passed out or struggling, or children left alone, or you walk into just horrific situations sometimes. And, you know, that's traumatic for our staff.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people, we want them to just realize that we do have child welfare professionals with our agency. They really care about the children. They care about the families. They work really hard, because when I listen to the social workers talk, they talk about, oh, you know, my kid on my caseload, or my kids on my caseload, or my mom on my caseload is dealing with this, and this is what I'm helping her do. So they really take their work to heart. Uh-huh. And so we hope that the community will realize that it's a very difficult job, but it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of time. I hear a lot of workers talk about, I take it home with me.
Oh, yeah. I'll
you know,
bet.
And it's, you know, especially when there's been a horrific child injury or even a child death. That's something that impacts you forever, and so it's very challenging. It's very rewarding work, but it's also very challenging work.
In the few seconds we have left, Deborah, please tell us again what's happening in May and how people can get more information.
Okay. We're kicking off our foster care recruitment campaign, where we're trying to just encourage more people to come forward and consider being a foster parent. You can just Google Franklin County Children's Service and click on foster care, but the website is fostercare.fccs.us, or they can call 614-275-2711.
And our guest on the program today has been Deborah Armstrong, the Communications Director for Franklin County Children's Services. Thanks so much for being
here
today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Columbus Concerns, a public affairs presentation of North American Broadcasting. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, you can drop us a line in care of this station at 1458 Dublin Road, Columbus, 43215. I'm Mark Noose. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next week for another edition of Columbus Concerns.